Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Lots of great things happening in real estate today that we want to talk about. There's some great buys out there, obviously, that we always talk about sometime during the show. A free report that we've got, and then we've got the stats that are available for what's going on locally and everything. And that's really the reason why we do this show, is because every market's a little bit different, and we can tell you what's going on in the Orlando general market, but it really comes down to what's happening in your particular neighborhood. And so that's what we're here to do, is to really talk to you about that and everything. And, you know, if you ever have any questions and there's topics that you'd like us to cover, I mean, we're more than open to that. You can just give us a call at our office, which is 407-566-2555. Or you could send us an email at info@frontgatere.com. And we're happy to, you know, get with you. And you know, if you wanted something individually, but if you want something in general that you just want us to talk about on the radio, then we're happy to do that as well. So there's always lots to talk about because there's tons of things that are out there. Our free report that we're going to be talking about is how to get the price you want and need. And, you know, there's been some challenges lately when it comes to appraisals and that kind of thing of what's going on. And the market had a little bit of a slowdown, I think, probably about 6 months ago, where properties weren't going off the market as quickly as they were in certain areas. So as a result of that, you know, there's a little bit of a shift going on in the market, and you really have to be aware of that when you're going in and you're pricing your properties, because, you know, everybody wants the sky is the limit and everything when it comes to selling your property. But there's a market out there that's going to demand that you can only get X amount, and that's kind of what you're stuck to.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, we have a situation going on with that, so.
Yeah.
It just depends.
We're resolving it, but that, yeah.
Yeah.
And what it is that actually the buyer agreed to pay one price and the seller agreed to that price too. And then the appraisal actually came in, how much lower was it? About 50 or something?
39,000.
Oh, 39,000. It seems like 50 when it gets to be that much.
I know.
So it's not something that somebody's just going to say, oh, that's great, you know. And in looking at the appraisal, there were a couple of things that we found that we thought were incorrect on it. And so those things are in process of hopefully being, you know, rectified and that kind of stuff. But our hands are kind of tied in that there's not a lot that we can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to it, if the people are buying it with a loan, I mean, there's not a lot that can be done if the appraisal does not come in at the right amount of money, because there's not anybody that's really, you know, the people are already putting 20% down on that property. So to come up with another 40 just doesn't make sense, you know, when you're looking at the big scheme of things. You know, usually if it's 5 or 10 or something like that, it's something that most people can work with.
Yeah,
that you can work with. But when it comes to something, you know, in, you know, that's, you know, almost $40,000, then it's a completely different animal and everything that we're working with. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So looking at what's going on, basically, this goes through the month of, or through the whole year now of December, and interest rates at that time that are still really good now, which I know that with people that we're working with, that the interest rates are still really good now. At this point, the average for December was 3.66.
Wow, that's percent. Still awesome.
And so that just means that there's, you know, more homes that can be sold. When you're looking at the number of homes that actually closed in December of 17 versus December of 19, it was actually only off by 25 less.
Wow.
So
that's a good sign, though. I mean, that's still a good steady market.
Yeah. So when you're looking at that, that's
and December's usually, we always say, is a little bit slower because of the holidays. You know, you got a lot of days in there that, you know, you're not available. So a lot of people take off Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. So right there's 4 days.
Right. But but it's also that people can get that homestead.
And
so they do kind of try to get as many of them in the month of December as they can. When you're looking at our overall inventory, it's basically that they're saying that we've only got like between probably about 2.25 months of inventory that was on the market at the end of December, which is definitely something that is not necessarily, that's more of a seller's market. But again, you've got to have, you know, the people in there, you know, purchasing and stuff like that. And when you're looking at it, the number of properties that sold in December was up, and there was a little bit of a dip in that. I mean, we're up higher than we were last year, but there was a little bit of a dip back there in, you know, November and October. And the reason for those dips, I believe, are because of the preparation for Dorian that didn't hit here, thankfully. But just those took days off of the market.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was the storm of, like, the slowest storm in history.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, just hang out for a day. I mean, it was, a two-week storm, and then it ended up not hitting us. So that really put a damper in a lot of things.
Yeah. So when you're looking at these stats and you see that things are down, it's like you really have to look at the big picture and know, you know, kind of
what
the scoop is what's going on and everything like that. So then the other thing that we always think is a great thing to look at is the median and the median price, as well as the average price and all of those kinds of things, which this report's about 15 pages, so I'm finally getting to it. So the median price basically is, you know, now at 249, I believe.
Let's see here. So December of 19, median is 249, average was 289. And so that's changed quite a bit, even just from last year. You know, the median was 232, and then the average was 276. So, you know, you look at that, I mean, almost 18,000 in 1 year as the median price has gone up.
So it's still a normal increase. And one of the things that we were talking about that probably the biggest challenge, and you've heard it on the news and all that kind of stuff too, probably, is the biggest challenge in our market, I think, is that there's not really a whole lot of houses out there that are available for the first time buyer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, because first time home buyer, you know, is that sweet spot of like probably around 200, 180 to like, let's say 220, let's say.
Yeah.
And there's just not that many out there. Unless they're needing work, or maybe it's in the area that you're not, you know, wanting to be in, or maybe it's a smaller home that you need. But I definitely see that as our challenge right now. And we need that first time home buyer, because that first time home buyer is going to be the one that's going to be the move up buyer. And that move up buyer can't move up if there's not a first time home buyer buying their home.
Correct.
So it's kind of like a pickle or like a domino effect.
It's like a domino effect. And that was part of what happened, you know, back in the day. And I don't think that it's like this time, though, we've gone up slowly, and there are some, you know, a few options.
Sure.
But I had a guy call me last night that I was talking to, and he's moving here from Pennsylvania, and he just got a job at the airport. And so he was calling me, and he was looking at a house that was in Haines City and Winter Haven and those kinds of things. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break, and I'll tell you the story.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I was starting to tell the story of this buyer that called me yesterday. And, you know, he just got a job at the airport. And so he's looking to move down here from Pennsylvania. He's not even going to be coming here probably for another 2 to 3 weeks to look at something. Mm. So anything that we talk about now and maybe even a month from now is not necessarily going to be available at that point in time, especially in the price point that he was trying to get.
Yeah.
And so he told me that he was looking at some stuff that was kind of like in that Haines City area and everything. And I asked him how long he wanted his commute to be. And he said, probably about an hour was okay. And I said, all right, great. And I said, but what time are you traveling? Are you traveling at like the normal travel times? Are you traveling at the oddball times? Because that would make a difference as well. And he said, no, he was going at the normal times is what he would be doing. And so what I, so in looking at that, so I explained to him that I had run into somebody in one of the neighborhoods he was talking about. And they had told me that they had come from downtown Orlando and that's where they worked, and that it took them 2.5 hours to get home during normal hours to get to that neighborhood.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's like when you're looking at a house and you're driving there at, you know, noon or something, it's a heck of a lot different than if you're driving there at 5 o'clock or if you're going to work at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, and timing is
critical.
Crazy, yeah.
And I told him that, you know, with the improvements that are going to be done to those roads, I mean, realistically, down there by, you know, the Champions Gate and that kind of area, even though they're going to fast track, you know, those roads, it's probably still going to be at least 5 years before anything is really done down there. I mean, before anything is completed. And that's on a good side. So, you know, so he was not necessarily, you know, interested in that at that point in time then. So I went through and I just did a really good quick search because I had, you know, to meet somebody and that kind of stuff. And I know I've got a little bit more time that I'm going to actually look for stuff. But there were only 3 properties that I could find that were really within that sweet spot that were close, depending on no matter what time it was going to be, that was in that price range, that were in, you know, nice neighborhoods and all that kind of stuff where and that when you're looking at it. And so and newer homes too, because he was kind of interested in a newer type of home. And so when you're looking at that, I mean, that's not a lot of choices and those properties do go very quickly. And so it just kind of illustrates that there aren't a lot of properties available for the average person, the average first time buyer that's coming in there, because they're not coming into a $300,000 house. Like you said, they're usually at about that 180 is where they need to be for that affordability
to work.
To work. And so, you know, I mean, there are properties that are on the outskirts. Like you can go to DeLand, you can go to Poinciana, you can go to Haines City, you can go to all of those places that are far out. But then when you look at the amount that it's going to cost you in time, energy, and effort to get back and forth to work, you know, that's definitely a concern and adds on to the pocketbook when it comes to gas and tolls and all of those kinds of things as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we're going through is just the commute as well, that my husband wants to move closer in because, you know, he spends an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon coming to home. And then the tolls, he spends at least $200 a month in tolls, you know, which is great, but it's still taking him an hour. So imagine if he didn't go the toll road, it would probably take him an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours, because he goes from Davenport to almost St. Cloud on a daily basis. And, you know, it, like you said, I mean, it just adds up. So for that, maybe you might want to look at a house that's a smidgen more if you can qualify for it, because then, like you said, comparing apples to apples, you know, the $200-$300 that you're spending in tolls or gas or et cetera could be an extra on your mortgage payment,
mm-hmm.
which would save you maybe the you know, the time, I guess you could say, you know what
right.
I mean? Because it adds up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to spend 2 hours. I mean, I know some people that live here and they work in Tampa, you know, because they have a great job or what have you, which is great. But it's like, gosh, you know, I mean, the commute is just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
You know, because
they're crowded the whole way to Tampa and for a lot
sure,
of times.
For sure, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, you know, basically, I think that when it comes down to it, you know, it's like when we're really working with buyers, I mean, we're looking at the whole enchilada and the whole picture in regards to what you need to do and what's the best situation for you and your family. And I mean, ultimately, it's your decision, but we're going to point out those things that make a difference, like that commute time and everything.
Yeah.
Make sure that your eyes are wide open, because it's really easy when you're looking at a property at noon and you're thinking, hey, you know, this was a breeze to get down here mm-hmm. or on a weekend or something like that. And then what happens is that you go ahead and you go during regular times that you're going to be traveling, and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And then, you know, when you've got kids, you have to determine, you know, how fast you can get to the school if you need to, or, you know, and picking them up from school if that's something that you need to do, or taking them to school and how all that stuff works and everything too.
Yeah.
So
well,
there's
it's good because, like, sorry to cut you off.
No,
like,
that's fine.
You know, we're the eyes here because we know what's going on. So, like, this gentleman that you're working with, you know, he's out of state. So, of course, you know, he's thinking, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, an hour is not no problem. You know, but then it adds up if he goes that little extra further out. So,
right.
You know, it's good that we are the eyes. And like you said, I mean, we'd rather put you in something that makes more sense for you than for you to call us and be like, oh, my gosh, why didn't you tell us that, or tell me that leaving at 5 o'clock, it's going to add an extra hour to my commute, versus, you know, trying to, you know, get you the best house. So,
well, and we do have that guarantee that we make that if people aren't satisfied with their home purchase, we'll either buy it back or sell it for free within 18 months. So in that, you know, we really want to make sure that people are in the right property and everything, because from the first time, because, you know, obviously we're in business to sell houses, and we mm-hmm. want to make sure that people make the right decision to begin with.
For sure.
And so, you know, it's like I told that gentleman the same thing that I tell a lot of people, is that if you are going to be making a purchase, you know, and it's like you're coming here from out of town, we want to work with you from 3 to 5 days solid is what we want to do, because the first day or two, we're narrowing down the neighborhood. We're looking at houses, but we're narrowing down the neighborhood mm-hmm. and going through it. And then once you know that they've identified an area, then, you know, then you can go in and you can, you know, hone in on it. But if you don't go through and you don't do that, I mean, there's so many times that I talk to people, I've got some people that their house is going to be coming on the market here in the next 30 days or so. And they bought a house in haste, and because they had to be in right away or something. And so as a result of that, now here they are a year later and they're selling. I mean, they didn't buy from us originally. They bought from somebody else, but they did buy a house that wasn't the right fit for them at all. And so now, you know, there's just a couple of little tweaks that they need to make in their purchase. They do like the area that they're in, but they're a bedroom short, and they really have decided that they really don't like HOAs. So, you know, when you're looking at that stuff, and they definitely need the bedroom for the stuff that they're doing. I mean, he plays instruments and that kind of stuff. And so he needs a music room is what he needs that other bedroom for. And so, you know, it's like it doesn't make sense to have it anywhere else. So it just makes sense to really go in there with your eyes wide open and making the right decision off the bat. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So switching gears here a little bit, we're going to talk about sellers and really how to get the price that you want in order to, you know, get your home sold and that kind of thing. And basically, when somebody starts looking at the home, the first thing that they do look at is they look at price.
Yep.
You know, I'm working with another buyer right now that they definitely qualify for more, like we talk about all the time, but they want to keep their payments at a certain level. And so as a result of that, they're looking at a house that's about between 25 and 50,000 below what they qualify for, because they want to make sure that they get the house that the payments are what they want and all of those kinds of things. And they're looking in a consistent area that the HOA is about $250 a year. So that's not going to change. But that's something that can change from house to house too.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're looking at that, that's included in your monthly fee that when you're looking at for the house. So in some neighborhoods, you're going to be able to afford maybe even, you know, 25 to 50,000 more and have the same price as another neighborhood that might have a less expensive HOA.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I mean, they can be $250 a year or $250 a month. I mean, and
Correct. That's a
big game changer there that can really change what you're looking at.
Yeah. And I was talking to somebody the other day that we were talking about a condo community that's in Davenport that has been short-term rental that is pretty reasonable when people are coming in there to buy long-term. You can live in them long-term as well as the short-term, and more people are moving into that. And the condo fee is actually about $500 a month. So at first glance, you go, oh my gosh, that's really crazy. But when you start looking at what that condo fee includes, which it does include your internet, it does include your cable, and it does include a couple of things like that, and your lawn and all of those kinds of things, as well as other things. And these are actually townhouses, but they're in a condo community. And so when you're looking at that, you really have to compare the apples to apples to make sure that you're comparing the right thing. And so that's one thing that, you know, you definitely, you know, need to look at. So when you're going to look at your price, the first thing that you have to do is that pricing strategy starts with good information.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the right information and everything. And as much as most sellers want to look at how much the house is on the how much the houses are active that are on the market that they're competing with, the bottom line is the houses that are already sold. Because when it does come to an appraisal, like we were talking about previously, it's going to be on what was sold. It's not going to be on what's for sale.
Yep.
And it makes a huge difference in what's going on there. So you definitely want to look at it. And a lot of times, you know, sellers are like, well, I want this or I'm not selling it. And, you know, that's truly where they're at, because a lot of times when you go to selling your house, you don't have to sell your house. You have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, there's few cases where people need to sell. And that might be in the case of, you know, some of an unfortunate death or life changes, or, you know, maybe it's new kids that are coming into the family. Sometimes it's grandparents that are taking in the grandkids that are going to be living with them, you know, and those kinds of things. So those life changes are things where it might be more necessary than others. But most of the time, people are changing because of some kind of a lifestyle, like we were talking about, that they want to be closer to work, closer mm-hmm. to school, different school district, you know, those kinds of things. But when push comes to shove, you really don't have to move in many cases.
Yeah, usually not. I mean, it's really, like you said, it's usually a circumstance, or, you know, maybe one day you just woke up and, you know, your hair turned the wrong way and you're like, you know what, let's move, which is usually how I live my life. So I'm really trying to learn that.
So there are strategies that you can do. And there are four common things that they do. And the first one is it's clearly overpriced. And this is where the seller wants to get the most money. And you would think that that would be a way for you to get the most money. But most of the time, that is not a good strategy to get the most money. We actually have a pricing strategy that we go over with sellers when we're meeting with you. And it shows you that if your house is just 15% above market value on the market, only 15% of the available buyers are even going to consider your house. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're going to come to it. It only means they're going to consider it.
Yep.
And so when you're looking at that, that is just not a good situation.
No. Well, usually, I mean, there's so many factors that come into play when you are overpriced, you know, because then it's sitting on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're clearly thinking that something's wrong with the home.
Yeah.
And then it instead of it getting people to look at it, now it's like making them not look at it.
Yeah.
You know?
And so then as time goes on, then, you know, for some reason, it's like people consider, well, what's wrong with it? You know, like you said, is mm-hmm. it, what's the trouble with it? And so so it's like you've been inconvenienced, and if you've got showings and people aren't able to do it, and then say that you do get a contract and the appraisal is not going to come in where it needs to, then that's another huge problem that you're dealing with.
Yep.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the next thing that you run into is a price that's somewhat over, a house that's somewhat overpriced. And about three quarters of the home on the market are 5 to 10% overpriced. And they're always going to sit on the market longer than you want. There's usually one or two factors at play here, that if you believe in your house, that your home is worth more, much despite what the market has indicated, there's a lot of emotion, obviously, that's involved in this, or you've left some reason room for negotiating. Either way, this strategy will cost you both in terms of times on the market and ultimate price reductions. And that's generally what happens. I mean, because when it's overpriced, again, you know, if you're 5 to 10%, you're still going to get some showings, but you're not going to get offers because people aren't going to feel like it's worth that value.
Right. Yep.
And so as a result, you do run into a problem at that. And then the next price thing that you could do is you could actually price it at market value.
Mm-hmm.
And pricing it at market value, that's all part of the supply and demand, and people are going to come in there. And even at market value, it's just about 60% of the buyers are going to come.
Yeah.
And so sure. What happens is that's another thing. And in this report, if you'd like to get it, it goes into a lot more depth than we're going into here. It's a lot of information. If you want us to send you the free report, you can call 833-535-8081, extension 1016. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address or email address, and we'll send it out to you. And that's 833-535-8081, extension 1016. But one of the things that, and then the fourth strategy is that you price it below fair market value. And when you price it like 15% below fair market value, you're going to get about 90% of the buyers in there that are going to be looking at the property.
Mm-hmm. And offers will be coming in.
Offers are going to be coming in and all of that kind of stuff. And I was talking to, you know, as you know, I coach across North America, and I was talking to one of the people that I coach in Toronto, and they would always have, you know, it's like that the Toronto market is extremely hot and everything like that. And the average or the intro price for a house in Toronto is about $1.2 million.
Wow.
So, you know, so it's quite steep and everything up there. But one of the things that they do, and I'll tell you after the break, is in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about the Toronto market, you know, in the last segment and everything. And we were talking about it in regards to pricing homes below the fair market value. So the entry level home that I was just talking to one of my people that I coached last week, she was telling me that the entry level for a single family home in Toronto is $1.2 million.
Wow.
Now, if you go out into the suburbs and stuff, the entry level is more like $600,000 or $700,000, which is still, you know, a lot of money and a lot different than our market. But one of the things that she had told me is that she said that, and they always have an offer period and they have an offer deadline is what they do in Toronto. And so I said, well, you know, so what does that mean or how does that work? And so actually what they do in Toronto is that they have gotten into a common practice where they price the property slightly below market value, you know, like probably 3 or 4% below market value. And then what happens is they get multiple offers. They have a time where all of the offers need to be in by. And so that's why the houses are going like hotcakes and the market's increasing, because they've kind of forced it to a certain extent because they've offered those houses below market value. So then what happens is if they don't get those offers and they don't get that above market value or whatever price the seller wants, then about 2 weeks later, they raise the price to the market value.
Well, there you go.
So that's what they do. So it's like, so you're going, gosh, how do they boom, boom, boom them like hotcakes? And obviously it's like, that's something that you can do. And, you know, and we've tested it and seen that it does definitely work and that kind of thing. But when it comes down to it, that's what they do. And she was telling me that, you know, there was one house that she had on the market and it was about a year ago or whatever, but they put their offer period actually during one of the holidays or something like that. And so they didn't get the offers because people weren't going out and looking at it. And so it is timing and that kind of thing too. And that's where I got into it, because it's like, I was like, okay, well, what are we, you know, so how are you doing that and that kind of stuff? And so it's interesting. So there are definitely different pricing strategies that you can do, but it's like just knowing what they are and what your options are and what the pluses are to doing it and what the minuses are to doing it, because there's pluses and minuses and everything in knowing, you know, what's the best option for you in regards to timing and getting the most mm-hmm. amount of money for your home and that kind of stuff. And so it's really important that you know all of those things. So that's really what comes down to in our free report, how to get the price you want. And that free report is 833-535-8081, extension 1016. A lot of information in here, and you don't have to talk to anybody. You just have to leave us an address or an email address. And that, again, is 833-535-8081, extension 1016. So I think those are, you know, it's great to know. And it's like when you are always out there, you know, watching what's going on other places, as well as knowing how mm-hmm. those things work, it makes a big difference in regards to how you price your property. And yes, of course, in a perfect world, you know, everybody would like to get thousands of dollars more than what the value is. But in the market, generally, you're going to get the market value, and that's yep. what you're going to get. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach myself, Danielle, or Danielle, call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So then now we've got some houses or some deals out there that we think are really good deals. And so if you want to go ahead and start talking about those, Danielle, that'd be great.
So I came across one. It's an East Orlando pool home flip. The price is at $194.9, so it's right, you know, in that sweet spot. Estimated rehab, they say, is light. It's more like just cosmetics, in all honesty. After repair value, they're coming in about like a $280,000, what they think the value would be. Market rent's about $1,500, so you'd be about 9% on return of investment. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's built in 1960. Square footage is 1759. The taxes are really low on the property, $659 for the year.
That will change, however, when you purchase
it. It will, yeah. So, of course, they're going to assess it at the new value, but yes. But the property is actually located in 32807, so it is one of the popular East Orlando zip codes. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It does have a pool, and it's on almost a half of an acre. So really nice size as far as that goes. The home already has a newer roof, which was put in 17. It also has newer windows and the HVAC system as well. So really, it just needs like some cosmetic updates, you know, probably some flooring, some kitchen cabinets, you know, things like that to bring it up to make it really shine. But just to give you an idea, I mean, fully updated homes with half the square footage on half of the land are pending in the area less than 30 days once they hit the market for around that $250 price tag. So this one is a really nice, could be a really nice turn. There's no garage. It's a carport. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, you know, you could easily convert that if you needed to. But for that, you know, for that size and for a lot of the big stuff is already done. Like windows are not cheap. The roof is not cheap. And of course, the air system. So, you know, easily 10, 15 grand right there. You're already starting with those. So really, it is just more of a cosmetic type of thing.
Yeah.
So again, I mean, that would be a perfect, you know, first time flipper could go in there and make some money. You know, if you want to just get in there, paint it, do a couple stuffs and start renting it, be a great investment. Or even for your first time home, I mean, it's spectacular because the price is still good, like we were talking earlier, for the sweet spot.
Yeah, and there are options. If you are a first-time buyer and you want to do some of this mm-hmm. stuff, there are some renovation loans and that kind of stuff. So it's like if you're a first-time buyer and you want to get into that home, you know, sometimes if it doesn't have a kitchen and stuff like that, there's certain loan products you might not be able to go with. And there are some renovation loans that you can get that with the purchase of it that would allow you to go ahead and upgrade it and all of those kinds of things as you're moving in. So there's all kinds of options out there that are available, you know, for you if you want to do that. So like you said, that's a great investor house and it's obviously in the sweet spot of the price point.
Yep.
For the first time buyer that we were talking about. I think that another home that, that recently just went on the market is an investment property that actually has a home and then it has another like in-laws home in the back that you can rent out. You could rent out that in-law home for probably about $700 or $800. The price point on it is $240, and you could rent out the house in the front for probably somewhere around $1,100 or something like that.
That one's turnkey too. I mean, it's
everything's all done. Yeah. And then also it includes a lot next door that is buildable. So, you know, so if you don't want to include that lot, then, you know, the purchase price would be a little bit less, but there is a lot next door. It did have a home on it years ago and there was a fire. And so they raised it, but they do have a grandfathered in clause from the city that they can actually build another home on that property. So Perfect. it's a great situation. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.